I'm going to talk about the boundary, boundary state from consciousness. This is based on the paper. Number 28. Nine hole. Button. So after lunch, I think your stomach is full, and after Michael's talk, your brain may also be full. And so I try not to say too many things, although it's a paper. I think it is an 85-page paper. But so if you're interested in the details, and feel free to talk to any of us. And so as I also said in my lecture, so the current formulation of open string field theory requires a choice of a consistent background. So this corresponds to some choice of boundary CFT, which I'm going to score VCFT0. So this is the origin of the string field. Then some non-trivial solution psi should describe some boundary CFT. BCFT star. And then there have been remarkable developments in constructing classical solutions, but however, it still remains difficult to extract information on this boundary CFT, this CFT star, from the solution. But this spring, Ian Ehrlich made an interesting observation. Progress. So he conjectured a simple relation between some gauge invariant observables, gauge invariant observables in open string field series, and this amplitude of one point function of cross-link state is in the boundary CFT, this solution is supposed to describe. Right. So actually, so details that this quantity is not so important, but let me just write definition of this one. So for stating the Fock state, it's an open string state. So you identify left half and right half, and insert crossing state B on the midpoint. So this operator is inserted that in some place with a deficit angle, so it is well defined only for on shell. D is an on-shell cross-link state. Okay. So this side, this quantity is a quantity in open string feature. And this is a quantity you can calculate in the boundary CFT. So using this
on-shell support for cross string vertex.
Sorry?
Who is
on shell? On shell is a primary field of the weight 0, 0. That's what I meant by on shell. That's more precise. So these are any cross-link state with primary field of weight 0, 0. So then you can, so you can put it even with this kind of a little bit singular point.
What precisely do you mean by it?
This is not precise enough. Okay. So this is. Yeah, I can make actually more precise, but maybe. Actually, details of this quantity is not so very important. But this is some quantity. So if we have, for given choice of D, this is some quantity you can calculate from open string field, and you can show this is gauge invariant. So this has been known for several years.
That is just the picture of the open string coming along, closing, and having the closed string.
Yes,
maybe
this.
So it's an open-closed vertex. It's a small thing.
Maybe this is not. Okay. I'm sorry, this may not have. Okay. But anyway, so what I wanted to say was that this is a quantity in open string field theory, and this is a quantity in the boundary CFT. So using this relation, you can extract some information on the boundary CFT from the solution. But unfortunately, there are only few on-shell cross-link states which have non-vanishing one-point functions on the disk. So our motivation is to relax this on-shell constraint on V. So we try to reproduce all the one-point functions of cross-link states. Actually, all the one-point functions in this BCFT star for arbitrary cross-link states.
So you just so W is a number.
W is a number.
It's a correlator. In the second picture, how do you compute the number in the second? That you compute in some BCFT, you just compute the one-point function. But in the second presentation,
second,
you write some equality that W is equal to a half disk.
So this is the definition of
identification. Maybe you have to make
that's a correlator on that surface.
Yeah.
On what? On this half disk?
In this half disk that has been glued, so it's really a disk.
Yeah. So for you, maybe this is just an V of I.
It's really the right hand side. It's really that.
The right side of the half. Well.
I missed these identification marks.
Identification marks. Sorry, so this is identified. So this is
okay.
So this is conduction. The identity with the external insertion.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So we want to relax. Try to relax this on-shell constraint to find all the one-point functions, which means. So in other words, we wanted to construct the boundary state for this BCFT star. So we wanted to construct the boundary state of this BCFT from the solution. So let me try to say a little bit about boundary state. So boundary state expressed endpoint functions on the disk. For example, in the case of in the context of string theory, we are interested in the gross number 2 crossing state, which is annihilated by p naught minus p naught tilde. So we add this one as well. And the endpoint function reduces this by OP. So then this is this by can be expressed this way. The bounding state, which is the crossing state of ghost number 3. So this a disk. I see. But this depends on C. Zero and C naught, C two. Okay. So then so first we wanted to construct this boundary state of the original BCFT, BCFT naught zero, then try to generalize it to the construction of BCFT star. So we can write this inner product this way. So I just inserted the one. So when you can think of this as a contraction of this state and this state, it means, so this means you can think of the so this state is given by path integral over the outer region, and the state, some state is defined on this dashed line, and this part of the state can be thought of as the state of defined here by path integral inside in the inner region. Okay. So then, boundary state can be read from this one. So let's see, I want to do this still here. Then, the outer part of the diagram can be constructed from open string propagator. And cut it in half. And identify this edge and this edge. So you can make a conformal transformation. Right? So this should be the same as, so path integral over this Riemann surface defines some crossing state here. That should be the same as this one. So the boundary state can be written path integral over this Riemann surface defines some crossing state here. And in a sense, this operation undo this path integral. So this may look somewhat tautological, but our idea is to replace the propagator. This is, we use the propagator in the original theory. But if you use the propagator in the modified background and repeat the same construction, then we can, this is going to be a candidate for the boundary state of this BCFT star. So, so in the case of particle, So the propagator without background will be modified something like this with some insertion of classical solution. And so on, right? So in the case of open string, so the this propagator will be modified. So we need to insert various classical solutions here and there. We also need to integral. And also we need to integrate over those moduli. And of course, summing up the number of insertions. So I'm now trying to.
What is that picture?
This is supposed to be the propagator in the. So if you expand the action on this classical solution, then this will be a different propagator. So that pictorial representation of this propagator. But actually, I'm not just trying to give a basic idea, a rough idea about our construction, then try to make this idea more precise later.
What is the wavy line? The cuts are the solutions, and the wavy lines around them, or what?
Yeah, this is Beagle's insertions.
So it's still part of the solution.
So Beagle's. Beagle. So it. So we need some.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Summing up with the number of insertions.
Yeah, we that also everything is included in some.
Don't you need the gauge fix or something like that to find the
problem? Yeah, I think this is implicit assumed Diego gauge, but yeah, we need some. Did you say we need a gauge fixing?
Yeah. So usually the propagator comes from a certain gauge.
Yeah. So, but we're gonna make a choice for the gauge. Yeah.
Okay, so does it matter if the solution matches that gauge?
Not quite. I don't think so. Okay, let's see.
Matter for calculability.
Calculability.
No, okay. No, it doesn't matter even for calculability.
No?
No, I mean, K also, I mean, we did this for solutions that did not match the gauge on the propagator.
But then, in more general sense, that if of course that you can use a KO based on butterfly, and it cannot fit. Okay. Then, so using the modified propagator, then constructing this way. So we cut it in half and identify this edge and this edge. So then this state will be modified classical solutions are supposed to be inserted at each trip. And, so it is going to be a very complicated Riemann surface with various operator insertions. But after integrated over this Riemann surface, then this can define some crossing state on the dashed triangle.
And where is the classical solution?
Classical solution should be glued to this each trip. So, but maybe this may not be so helpful. But actually, this is our sketch of an idea and try to make this idea more precise. So maybe. So
why is this clustering state is a bounded state?
So that's it. So in the original, this way, so if we use an unmodified propagator, we know this people, this gives us a bounded state. of the original theory. And then, you know, after these insertion of classical assertion, etc., are supposed to modify the boundary condition from so this one, if you satisfy the original normal boundary condition, then this is supposed to describe a modified boundary condition. So that's why this is natural candidate to describe boundary state, right? So let's see if this idea works. And before doing that, I'm gonna make one comment. So that figure, I'm interested with.
I still don't understand. Is this to be proven, or you expect that when you do this, it will modify?
Yeah, this is expectation. So we need to see if this idea works, and then but eventually. So this is going to be our claim, that this will give you a boundary state up to the exactly that time.
Would it give all boundary states? Would such construction give all boundary states?
And that's the claim. Yeah. Up to BRC.
So Eugene?
Yeah?
In that formula, the B is equal to E to the pi squared over S times this L plus L. So what the very at the bottom.
Yeah.
So what is like the canonical presentation? It's like S equal pi over 2 or?
S equal.
Or is there some canonical presentation or S?
Choice of S?
Yeah.
No, not quite. Any S is fine.
It's supposed to be independent of S.
Should be. Well, in this case, yeah, it is. Actually, we can show that this is independent of S. Yeah,
okay, so what if I sum S to infinity, then I get rid of the B factor?
Yeah. If
and I get like canonical presentation of boundary state?
Yeah, it's more natural. Yeah. Mm. But then we have a one parameter family of constructions. That may be actually that.
So no matter what you pick S, it's going to be exactly the same. It's not so obvious for this one, but for this one it does.
Yeah, so the boundary state is like a upper half plane without a unit disk, right?
So here it's manifested whether the left hand side is independent of S.
So, yeah. If it changes the S, but yeah, this factor undo the path integral, right?
So it's like semi-infinite cylinder, or
not semi. This is just this one. So if you take S to be large, this is going to be.
Okay. So what is the distance between these two circles?
Oh, okay. So this is radius is 1, and this is radius. Pi squared over S, I think. Yeah, actually, I chose this factor such that this is conformally equivalent to this. This is the identification. Okay, so then, actually, so we use a propagator in the Siegel gauge. We can replace this propagator surface.
Usually, I don't understand. It seems like as S gets longer, the strip should get conformally thinner, so the radius should get larger, not smaller.
Yeah, for S is going to large, for larger S, it's going to be thin, so very close to. So, you mean, so this is a large. And the overstring channel is very long distance. It's going to be short distance in cross string channel.
That doesn't seem to match what you wrote for R, though.
Oh,
that's
minus.
Oh. This is okay. Close to 1. Okay. Right?
Okay, that makes sense.
So, actually, we can replace any this surface E to the minus SL naught by E to the SL curly L for any regular linear T gauge, which all of you are familiar now. So in a double frame picture, right? So this is fine. And then we cut it in half, and so original boundary condition can be constructed from this one. So I'm gonna cut here. And then, so this is just a different way to cut this annulus. So instead of cut annulus this way, but not this way. So this is going to be give a same boundary state, original boundary state, and if you use a modified boundary, modified propagator for this gauge, then that's going to be another candidate for the boundary state for the BCFT star. So the main ingredient of our construction will be this.
Sorry, you're placing curly L there?
Curly L is a generator of this surface.
But that's a downstairs, you're not replacing L by curly L?
This is a. This one?
No, that's not.
This is supposed to be the original one because this is undo the this pass integration. That's the cross ring.
Standard close string L zeros.
Okay, so. So then the main ingredient of our construction is this object. This is which we call half propagator, half propagator. This object. So this has four boundaries. So this is a original boundary. It's the boundary condition of original BCFT zero, right? So this is the standard boundary. And this one, a half of the open string. So we cut it up to here, so half open. So it's a half open. So then this boundary, which we call close. This new thing is the cross, we're gonna call cross string. So for now this is not closed yet, but later I'm gonna close. Then so this is the main ingredient. And then naively this is generated by half of the operator R L. Right, half the operator. So it's integral of energy momentum tensor in W plane, just like on Ziegler propagator. So this is integral will be here to here. But actually, so you can deform this contour, so for example, this endpoint, because this is conformally bound at the boundary condition. But then you cannot move this point because this is no longer boundary. So this half integral actually depends on this position. So it is useful to think of this half-propagator strip as a kind of first-ordered exponential of this we can also use its counterpart for the B ghost. On the same integral. So I just replaced the energy momentum vector.
Why does it all depend on
the depends. So because we cannot no longer, for example, the integral of this and integral of this. So if you modify this, and so we can modify this deformed contour this way, but we cannot move this point here. So I'm going to try to make this idea more precise using the object like half-propagator strip over this and the integrals and the tensor of cosine. And this is the transformation of this guy is this one.
So where does the T enter on the right-hand side of this expression for L of R? L sub R and B sub R.
Which one?
This
one? This one?
The forward contour.
Yeah, actually I didn't write. So this assumes the same. So this is the contour. The contour dependent. So this is contour C. Okay. So actually, we need to introduce a few more things. The first thing is the star multiplication. Star multiplication of this half-propagator strip. So these half propagator strips have two half open string edges, so it is natural to define star product, gluing one of them to the other one of the other surface. So the PSASB star, I mean the star symbol, P star, the multiplication of this one is. So this is C. We can also multiply open string states, which doesn't have a crossing boundary, but it has open strings. Left half and right half of the open strings. So for example, we can define something. So A1 is some open string state. A2 is open string state, and we can consider this kind of object. Let's write a figure. So this is going to be, so this is half propagator strip. This A to this one, and then This is not pretty. So this is, for example, when k is 2, so this is a half propagator strip, and there's a thread to which we want to glue open string state. So this is similar to this kind of idea, right? So this is after, if we glue the open string state to this thread, it's going to be represented like this. And then we can also create a cross-link state from this service. We can create cross-link state from these half-propagator strips. So under the stabilization, we glue this edge and that edge, and we have remaining two edges here and there. So by identifying this one and this one by translation, that defines some. And after identifying this one, and passing them over this region, define some state on this dashed line, which is a cross-link state, and we denote cross-link state obtained that way by this symbol. So it is something similar to the So this is something similar to the reproduction with the identity state in the open string state. But now this is a crossing state. Right. So okay, so maybe I wanted to keep this figure. So any questions so far? Maybe there are many questions, but so ingredients are these things, and we can define star multiplication. And by this symbol, we can define cross-link states. So using these materials, I'm going to construct the state which we claim to reproduce the boundary state of the modified background. Construction. Still have enough time. Okay, so then the first step, what was the first step? So we first tried to construct this one. So this one, in general linear big H, is e to the minus s curly, right? So this can be written this way. In the BRC transformation of curly G, which Michael may not use, but this is just depends on BRC transformation and just if you depress D by D, then this is and then so. So this is this propagator strip in general linear big H's. Then this one should be obtained by depressing Q here by Q star which is a kinetic operator in the modified background. So the action of Q star on an open string state is an action of Q plus commutator action, graded commutator action of solution. And then, so this should be. So the next we wanted to cut it in half. So in order for in order to do that, so action of Q star hard and action of Q is under commutator of Q star and B should be decomposed into the action which acts only on the left half of the string and the right half of the string. And in fact it is the case. If you look at the action of this anti-commutator of Q star and B, it's decomposed into this way. Maybe this is easier to see. So this is actually only on the left half of the string. So this half integral acts only on the left half, the left half, and the multiplication from the left is agreed just to the right half. So this is, and also this only on the right half of the string. So, and as you see from this, this modification should correspond to replacing the action of L to the L plus commutator action of B and psi. So I said this half propagator strip can be sort of as a password as explanation of this LR. So then we define the half propagator strip in modified background in this object. Okay. In the following way. So this also the exponential. Maybe it's a bit longer, so I don't know. We can define as P star is to be half ordered exponential. So let's see. Plus or minus which one? Should plus. Okay, so this is the object in this box, right? So finally, the boundary state, the crossing state, which we claim to reproduce the boundary state up to possible BST term, exact term, is given by to multiply this factor okay. So this is a crossing state and let me see our claim is this crossing state. So is a boundary state of star up to possible BRC exact time. Okay? So any questions about so far?
So is the whole thing manifestly independent of S, or if you change S, it differs by BRST close?
Yeah, it changed by BRST exactly. Yeah. So okay, next piece. Also, let me give an expansion of this. So. So if you expand this state at the number of the insertion of a cross-cut solution, then the K is the number of the insertions. I'm gonna write this. So some without insertion is the same as the original boundary state. Boundary state is the BC SP0. So this one, so analogous to the this term without any insertion, right? The first, the term is one insertion. Can be written this way. So there's a one moduli. So I propagate the field and up to S1, then insert until computer action this and command cross the solution. And identify to make a crossing state and action. So I'm expanding the first order exponential. Let me write one more term. So now we have two insertions. And so I have to integrate over the location of two.
But where P is just this, P is P star with psi equals zero.
P star, sorry, P.
P.
P is a modified one, so.
P star with psi equals zero.
Yes, yes, yeah. Then psi to zero, then P star reduces to this P. And then
it's basically the expansion of that formula above the boxed equation, just right. It's expanding the formula above the boxed.
I understand.
So I'm expanding this, and P is also the expansion of on the this one. So this is my expressions of this object. Okay, so I'm gonna list the properties of our state with psi. These have been improved. So first we can show that this state BRST in close, just invariant, when psi satisfies the equation of motion.
Q star?
Q. This is a crossing state. So this is a crossing state is an analyzed by the cross and BFT operator, the crossing state. And so this is at least consistent with our interpretation that this is a boundary state, because if it's a boundary state, it is generated by BFT operator. And then if we make a gauge transformation to the solution, then we can show that this our state changes only by BFT class. So we cannot expect to be gauge invariant for arbitrary crossing state. But they change only by BST exact piece. So this means if we contract with an on-shell crossing state, so this is gauge invariant. So this is a new form of gauge invariant. So this depends non-linearly on inside. So it is like a Wilson line, Wilson loops. And then as you see, our construction depends on the choice of a linear V gauge.
So memory choice. So whatever
regular linear V gauge, we can construct a state. So it depends on the shape of this curve and also string parameter S. So if we change the choice of the shape,
if we modify
this way, then we can show that our state again changes by BST exact. Similarly, if we change this, as Martin already asked, it again changes. So then the original the construction is independent of S, but this and this one can depend and can be derivative S can be vanishing, but it is BST exact.
Let me just remind me that this curly B, that the B gauge, is the gauge of the propagator or is the gauge in which the solution is?
The gauge of the propagator.
The solution can be in a different
solution can be in anything, if you can calculate.
Stupid question. Is the boundary state annihilated by B0 minus B0 bar?
Yeah. I should also add some time. Yeah, we can also actually show that this is a and from this we can also use that this is so this is in the crossing one double prime. Thanks.
So that's true in all the time? So in any gauge?
Yeah.
Choices,
this,
it's always
as long as the size of the gauge motion. Yeah, maybe this may not even require okay, so but anyway, so if size is a solution, it is true. And finally, if we take S to be zero, so S, the limit S is limit is more natural as Martin commented before. But if you take S to go to zero, then this quantity if you take This is the original one, so standard delta BC FT0. So this difference reduced to the gauge previously known gauge invariant of the board. So this is not, we don't think this is a new gauge invariant observables, but the same observable but different form. But an important feature of our state is that the, let me write this. So our state is the psi, which is very defined. And regular. For any crossing state, for any conduction with that, for conduction with any crossing state. In the box. Okay, so as I said at the beginning of the talk, so this quantity, gauge invariant observables, are already defined only for on-shell crossing states. But now our state is very defined for
not gauge invariant.
The off-shell thing, yeah. This is not gauge invariant, but then we know how it behaves under gauge transformations.
So what happens when s goes to zero?
Sorry, what?
So what happens when s goes to zero?
What happens to... Yeah. So it defines some... So if we, so we can define as a... So what happens... So it defines something. Yeah, probably it's...
It's a regularization of this.
Yeah, we can say...
What you get in the limit... It should be defined for on-shell or for off-shell, I don't understand.
So on-shell, it reduces the previously known gauge invariant observables. If you could, as I wrote this. So maybe you're asking about the off-shell, conduction with off-shell state, right?
When s goes to zero, you can still use the off-shell?
So for finite s, it is very defined. So you can define the limit of s as a limit of s could take in s to zero. So it may diverge, or I don't know if for any. By the way, we have a maybe mild regularity condition on the solution. So that may be. So this is the one important feature, that our solution is very defined and regular for any crossing state in the Fock space. And one more important feature of our state is that then, actually it is explicitly calculable. In the Schnabel. As we heard in my course talk. So if you choose, so we can use, so in general, this is a very complicated object. I just erased that it's many insertions, and we have to insert a classical solution to the three, then it's probably very difficult. But as we heard in my course talk, so if you take the limit where this by the way, Schnabel, so he may not be emphasized, but the Schnabel gauge can be thought of as a limit of a regular linear B gauges, and then so that's what I meant by Schnabel limit. So in the limit that it is B to be tunable, then our state is explicitly calculable. For example, let's consider the calculation of S. Some non-propagator strip, half propagator, and some wedge-based state, wedge-based state. Another propagator, another state. Okay, let's consider the calculation of this kind of state. So by the way, also exists the calculable in the Schnabel, if we take the propagator to be Schnabel's, and also the solutions are wedge-based. That's another condition. So how should we calculate this? Actually, it appears here. So then, so what was this? So in the Z frame, so basically this is a slanted wedge, as you heard in Michael's talk. So it's going to be this one. So from 1/2 to 1 to this one. Then we have a thread which we want to insert this state. Then another thread. This two, I think. Okay, so it should be S over 2. And this has a slanted identification. Okay? This is the picture in Z frame. So, and then if you wanted to insert wedge-based states, which is pretty simple, we just translate this piece of the surface this way and insert A alpha 1 here. So in order to match the parameterization, we may you need to rescale and translate to fit it here. Then another propagator here. Then further translate this one to the left, to the right, and insert another surface. Okay, so all the conformal transformation you need to create this surface is just scaling and translation. So we only need scaling and translation. And also, as Michael told us, that we can map the whole Riemann surface to the completely round disk in this case, or annulus, and we also need to include crossing state. So everything can be explicitly calculable. And so we also have analytic solutions. So let's calculate our state for known analytic solutions. Oh, I have only a few minutes. Sorry, I just give you a... So the tag came back in. So then, so this is also wedge-based solution. So, nothing Yeah, I won't explain those details. We can calculate explicitly, and it turned out to be zero. So I think this is. We take that there. This is some theory of correctness. So I think this may not be appropriate to call this a boundary state, but
depends on S.
It doesn't depend on S, or any S is zero. So I think this is consistent with the sense conjecture that the demon disappears at the after the second condensation. As for the, some regular marginal deformations in Ziegler gauge. It's difficult. It's very difficult.
is that sum in K the same as the sum
in? Yeah, sum of the numbers, number of the insertions. Yeah. So each term is non-vanishing, but after summing them up, it's Schnabel. Okay, so let's just give you a flavor of the calculation. So order just one, let me write just one term. Okay, so as I said, all the conformal transformation we need is just a translation of scaling and translation, so we can explicitly insert our solution, and the position of the marginal operator is here. Yeah, you don't have to write this expression here and here. And there's a conformal factors, so it's a little bit complicated. Also, at order lambda squared, there's one more term which contributes, which is this has a similar expression. It's a little bit messy, but then contributes after, and then these things are coming from the Gauss calculation in the Gauss sector, but then after change of variables, these two expressions combined to give this simple measure. So calculation goes precisely reproduce the correct measure, and so in other words, it reproduces the correct Jacobian from here to there, and the region of the integral is a little bit complicated, but then if you work hard, this is actually the same equivalent to this. And then calculation generates to all orders in lambda, and we analytically show that our boundary state is minimized. So this is exactly what we expect. So this is a boundary state by modifying the marginal deformation generated by V. Right? So we have analytic solutions, and we can analytically calculate our crossing state to reproduce the boundary state analytically. So,
yeah, I think this is surprising, actually.
Yeah, this is.
Because your construction was guaranteed to give the boundary state up to BRST trivial terms. I think that got it on the nose.
Yeah.
And that required you. You somehow got. You didn't deserve this.
Yeah, that's just summary. So I just want to say that the disk in particular contains that the so the, from our rolling Tokyo solution, we can reproduce the rolling Tokyo boundary state analytically, which Ashok Sen used to describe various rolling Tokyo process, which is and the rolling Tokyo solution, as we mentioned briefly in my lecture, is a wild oscillating. So it was not clear if really describe a cross-ring. Regular physics described by Rolling Tokyo boundary state, but our results say that this is that information is explicitly extracted from our solution. Okay. Also, the finally, so, so this is the first construction of the full boundary state from the solutions of open string field theory. And also, there are interesting relations to the open cross-ring field theory that has been working on. So and we wanted to hear more about it somehow from Barton. And that I think that can be important in the future direction. But anyway, so we think that the, our approach, and so we expect that can be so this is going to be a new approach to the cross-ring physics in open string field theory, and I hope that the exciting developments are waiting us in this direction. Thank you.
Somebody was supposed to come here.
They haven't.
So the rolling tachyon is completed here.
Yes.
So how do you see the energy going?
How do I see it? So for example, so Ashok Sen construct, for example, find the expression for the pressure and so on. That can be calculated from our by calculating. Contracting our state with some crossing state. So that actually just simply reproduces Ashok Sen's analysis.
Because
you've
reproduced the state.
Yeah, so that's why we can reproduce it. So Ashok Sen told us about using his the boundary state, it can be contained in the solution. That's what I can say. But maybe we can say that maybe.
The time difference, wasn't that one that's right?
The pressure.
The pressure goes to zero monotonically.
And the energy.
Energy stays at zero. Yeah.
Sort of becoming a dust. Pressureless.
Pressureless dust.
Fluid. Well, you should have said more on that than just that.
Just the pressure. Yeah, but at least so we can reproduce those things, and our solution, the rolling Tokyo solution, may know more about that. So then we may be able to extract more information on the crossing radiation and so on. So up to now, we are not quite sure that the widely oscillating solution is really physical or no, but now we are pretty much sure that it is physical, right?
Also maybe related to David's question, if you do a gauge transformation around the Schnabel solution, if it's a geometrical gauge transformation with wedges, it doesn't change the boundary state. Mm-hmm. So it somehow has a mild form of gauge invariance, this boundary state around this solution. So it's also miraculous, I think.
So you would get the same result?
The solution corresponds to the whole tachyon vacuum falling down the hill coherently everywhere.
Yeah.
Presumably, if you ever found yourself in such a state, you would loop a bubble, which would be much more interesting to see how.
Yeah, this is homogeneous, right, of the whole thing. So it's pretty hard to analyze.
But so do you get the same result for the KO solution?
Oh, KO. KO is a little bit indirect. So we confirm that the even KO, KO means the second form of analytic solution I described, which so that gives a different expression, but the goes in the calculation of the Gauss sector produces the correct measure. So we can write this way, but different expression for this.
But the result is the same.
Yeah, so
you again get the.
So it doesn't contain any boundaries. So it is actually this piece is fairly non-trivial. This requires a little bit complicated but beautiful proof, but which is missing in the KO case. But then, less explicit, but we're pretty sure that it is the same.
So you expect that there's the exact same.
By the way, so it is for regular case. For singular case.
For regular case. I'm just saying for regular.
For the regular case, we're pretty much sure, and the singular case should work as well. But nobody has never done explicit.
So the idea behind this other proof is that these gamma 2s are not supposed to have boundaries. Yeah. It's a path-ordered exponential, so the only boundaries that you have out there are collisions of insertions. And so what we did is that we showed that all boundaries match exactly to each other of these complicated gammas for the other for the case for the solution, and then we showed that it can only be at most a single cover of the path ordered exponential, and that was our indirect proof that it is the correct integration region. So no boundaries and a single cover of the expected boundary integration region should. But we weren't able to do it as explicitly as he just showed nicely here for Vishnu Lokesh.
It would be interesting if somebody could ask a question about the physics of this closed string fluid that cannot be answered with a boundary state, and now see if the string theory could answer that, maybe some complicated correlation about this fluid or something, but really would be essential.
The Schnabel gauge is great, but it is a very symmetric choice. Very limited. Doesn't it, for example, require that everything be homogeneous in space?
No.
No?
Well, the Schnabel gauge solution applies to the decay of any deep brain. It doesn't have to be a space-filling deep brain.
You could always fix the gauge, and the simple manipulations surely will break down. I'm just thinking of it like, you know, discussing Pascal solutions by imposing spherical symmetry or translational invariance, and then you might want to relax that.
It's a good choice.
Well, I don't know, the choice of the ability to work in a subspace generated by simple operators, and to do it physically. For example, I mean, you don't expect non-transparent bubbles to form. If I have an unstable vacuum, and locally, most likely,
form bubbles.
Yeah. So for the zero brain.
What?
The zero brain. For the zero brain, this would be the.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the decay of a D0 can be analyzed in Schnabel gauge. It's
sure.
It's fine. So I don't see any essential difficulty with using Schnabel gauge.
But we know that for non-regular deformation, we cannot use Schnabel gauge.
It's Schnabel geometry, sliver geometry.
Sliver geometry.
This really doesn't use Schnabel gauge for the solution.
So we only need the solution to be wedge-based. That's only
wedge geometry.
Yeah, the Schnabel limit. Schnabel, as I said, it is a choice of a propagator. It is not the constraint on this solution. So, some wedge space. The does not have to be Shinabu-geshi. So solution does not have to be in Shinabu-geshi.
But I think that the main mystery is how you got the off-shell physics right somehow. Yeah. Why you didn't get any extra BST trivial pieces here. And that somehow must be related to the fact that if you were to compute an anomalous amplitude with this boundary state, you get it right.
But then
so if you just want to compute a scattering amplitude of on-shell closed strings, you could add any BRST trivial piece here and that would not change the answer. But the moment you compute an anomalous amplitude, the full off-shell structure of the boundary state would matter. So somehow there should be some geometric understanding that your prescription is the one that gives the correct anomalous.
Is there really two?
What?
Is that really true? That the one you
are... It's true, because the anomalous amplitude would definitely care about the off-shell pieces in the boundary state.
But if it is BRST trivial...
No, it's very clear at the moment you commute it to the propagate, you actually get a piece.
If you can retract the coordinate in the boundary state, you certainly don't generate the full module space.
Right, so the...
But you integrate over the moduli, right? So you're talking about the string amplitude, right?
No, I'm really...
string amplitude.
No, just the Andrew's graph. I think that... Isn't it true, Yuji, that if you contract two boundary states with a closed ring propagator, if you change the boundary state by something Q trivial, that can affect the calculation?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Can or cannot?
Can. It will, generally.
But then it's localized to the boundary of the module. So it can be...
Yeah, but
in the ordinary amplitude, it's supposed to be cancelled by cancelled propagator.
Yeah, but those things have never really.
Okay, so up to those Saturdays,
it's
<they can.
laughs>